亲爱的知音服务员与聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2019年6月19日，星期三。我们再次荣幸地邀请到了 Radhakrishnan Prabhu 为我们继续来讲解《永恒的 Chaitanya 经》是 Chaitanya Charitamrita。
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Guru Bhakta Vrinda。
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Guru Bhakta Vrinda。
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Guru Bhakta Vrinda。
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Guru Bhakta Vrinda。
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 17.The Lord travels to Vrindavan.
今天我们继续来阅读《永恒的 Chaitanya 经》是 Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第十七章，主前往 Vrindavan.
In this chapter 17, we have some important points to remember.
那么这一章也就是 Madhya Lila 的第十七章里有一些要点我们应当要牢记的。
And in general, in the narration of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a undercurrent, topic.
那一般来说呢在Chaitanya Charitamrita 的这个叙述的这个过程当中往往伴有一条暗流。
We know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for different reasons.
我们知道呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 显现在这个世界上是出于不同的原因。
One is an external reason, one is an internal reason.
有外在的原因和内在的原因。
The external reason is that he wanted to come to spread the glories of the holy name of Krishna, not just in Bengal, not just in India, but all over the world.
那其中的一个外在的原因就是他是为了去传播主的圣灵的荣耀。那这样的传播并不仅仅局限于孟加拉地区或者说印度，而是要把这个圣灵的荣耀传遍到世界各地。
And the internal reason is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.Who is none different than Radha and Krishna wanted to understand how Srimati Radharani feels for him.
那么另外的一个原因呢，也就是内在的原因，也就是我们知道呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他是主 Krishna 和 Radharani 合二为一的形象，也就是和 Radharani 没有任何区别，所以他显现的一个原因就是他希望与。Srimati Radharani 的心态去了解 Krishna.
So, throughout his life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will experience both.
那么在他的这一生当中呢，他能够他一直就是在实现这两个方面的原因。
And we see that from one pastime to the other.
也就是说呢，我们通过一个逍遥时光到另外一个逍遥时光，我们都可以相互的参照，可以看到这两点。
For example, the Ratha Yatra festival.
我们举个例子 ，Ratha Yatra 的这个弹车节
，where we see both acted in the same festival. Lord Chaitanya experiences both in the same festival, in the same pastime.
那也就是说呢，在同样的这一个逍遥时光，也就是弹车节的逍遥时光里，主呢就经验到了这内在的两种情感。
He engages in kirtan with the devotees.
那一方面呢，他就和奉献者们一起去 kirtan 唱诵主的圣名。
But then, this Ratha Yatra festival, this pastime is actually the highest point of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Lord Chaitanya experiences to the highest level the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani.
那另外的一个就是说，这个 Ratayatra 弹车节可以说是永恒的 Chaitanya 经中的这个高潮所在，也就是在这个弹车节上，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他所体会到的 Srimati Radharani 的这种狂喜之爱达到了顶点。
But what I want to mention here is that what is underlying all the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is what we know as empowerment.
那么在这个所有的这些逍遥时光里面，其实就暗藏着一个主线，这个潜在的意义就是我们通过这一点，我们可以了解主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是如何赋予其他的灵魂以力量的。
Lord Chaitanya comes when he spreads the Sankirtan movement, he empowers people.
也就是说，当他来到这个世上去传播这个桑帖坦运动、齐颂圣名的运动的时候，他不断在赋予别人力量。
And to be empowered is not an intellectual exercise.
被赋予力量呢，并不是一种智力上的一种力量。
One has to be a good recipient.
就是这个对象，这个接受的对象应当是一位非常好的接受者。
And to be a good recipient doesn't mean that you just happen to be there by chance.
那么去接受被 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所赋予的力量的人，一定不是偶然的出现在那里的。
Or that you understand what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing.
或者呢，也不是说就能够明白 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 究竟在做一些什么。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is unlimited.
因为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈是无穷无尽的。
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to empower people with the holy name.
那但是呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他要把圣名的力量赋予给每一个人。
And therefore, we see that when he travels through the forest of Jarikanda.He is empowering the animals to chant Hare Krishna, and he is empowering the jungle people to chant Hare Krishna.
那么所以说我们看到当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 经过去穿越这个 Jarikanda 森林的时候，他就赋予了那些动物与力量，而且呢，他也把这个力量赋予鬼住在丛林当中的土著人。
Then when you arrive in Varanasi,He tries to empower people, but he is facing challenges because those people are Mayavadis, impersonalists.
当他来到了 Varanasi 的时候，同样他也要把这股力量赋予给当地的人。但是当时呢，就遇到了这个困难，因为当地呢，大部分的这个 Varanasi 呢，就是那里它实际上是一个 Mayavadi 的假象中非人格。主义这些学者们的一个聚集地，所以对他们来说就很不容易接受。
But as soon as he leaves Varanasi and makes his way to Vrindavan, wherever he goes, he keeps empowering people with the chanting of Hare Krishna.
那么当他离开了这个 Varanasi, 向 Vrindavan 走去的时候，无论他走到哪里，在一路上。他一直不断地把圣灵的力量呢赐福给每一个人。
And when he is in Mathura, he engages also everyone in the chanting.
那到了 Mathura 的时候，他同样也把这股力量赋予了所有的 Mathura 的人，让他们去唱诵主的圣名。
But then he meets this wonderful Brahmana.
那后来他就遇到了这一位非常好的 Brahmana,
who himself has been empowered.By his guru, Madhavendra Puri.
那这个婆罗门呢？之前他本人也是被他的灵性导师 Madhavendra Puri 赋予了力量。
So the idea what we should remember is that the the whole objective of Krishna consciousness is to give the holy name to everyone so that people become empowered to give it to others.
所以呢我们在这里要牢记的一个要点就是说整个 Krishna 知觉运动的目标就是在于要把主的圣名传递给每一个人这样呢他们就都可以被赋予力量于是呢进一步的把这种圣名的力量传递给更多的人
So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has entered Braj, Mandala
现在呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就进入了 Braj Mandala Vrindavan 地区
Braj Mandala is the entire area I think it's 180 square milesWhich and Mathura is included in that area.
那 Braj Mandala 呢它是一个大约180平方英里的土地其中也包括了 Mathura.
It was Lord Chaitanya's strong desire to go to Vrindavan as soon as he became a sannyasi.
那实际上当初当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 成为 sannyasi 托钵僧的时候 Vrindavan 就是第一个他想去的地方。
Even before that, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation from Ishvara Puri, he became mad with love for Krishna and wanted to be in Vrindavan.
其实呢，在他得到了他的灵性导师 Ishvara Puri 的启迪之前，他就曾经陷入在爱主的狂喜之中。那个时候，他就一直强烈的、迫不及待的想要去 Vrindavan.
But after he took sannyas.The devotees cheated him, brought him back to the house of Advaita Acharya.
但是呢，那个时候呢，奉献者们就耍了一个小把戏，就骗了他，然后呢，又把他给引到了 Advaita Acharya 的家里，就是他以为是去了Vrindavan，但是其实并没有。
And they cheated him to think that the Ganges was the Yamuna.
那他们就骗他说呢，这个。恒河呢就是 Yamuna 河就让他认为恒河就是 Yamuna
And instead his mother instructed him to go to Puri
那这个与此同时他的母亲就给了他一个训谕让他居住在 Puri
And this is all very strategically planned
其实呢这些都是精心策划过的
Because if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to go to Vrindavan after he takes sannyas, he would never return.
因为呢，如果呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 成了 sannyasi 之后，就径直前往 Vrindavan 的话，那他可能就会一直待在 Vrindavan 不走了。
And therefore, his mission would not be accomplished.
那这样呢，他就无法实现他的使命了。
But by being in Puri, he can accomplish both the spreading of the Sankirtan movement.And to realize his long cherished desire to experience the feeling of Srimati Radharani for Krishna.
那么在这个 Puri 呢，它其实就是同时满足了两个方面的心愿，一个方面就是去传播圣名的荣耀 ，Sankirtan 运动，祈颂圣名；另外一方面呢，他在这个Puri 呢，他就真真切切的体会到了 Srimati Radharani。对主 Krishna 的情感
But because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the role of a devotee, he also has to act as an acharya.
那因为呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 从外在而言是身为一位奉献者，所以呢，他的一举一动也应当表现出 acharya 的一个风范。
Srila Prabhupada translate acharya as one.Who leads by example.
那 Srila Prabhupada Acharya 的这 Acharya 这个词呢，翻译成以身作则的表率。
So, in the early days of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, when he was still in Navadvip, he sent two great Vaishnavas to Vrindavan.
那在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 还在 Navadvip 的这个早期的逍遥时光中，他派遣了两位 Vaishnava 奉献者前往 Vrindavan.
One was Lokanath Goswami.
第一位呢就叫 Lokanath Goswami.
Who later on became the spiritual master of Narottam Das Thakur.
那后来呢，他就收了 一位门徒收了 Narottam Das Thakur 为徒。
And he also sent Bhugava Goswami.
那还有一位就是 Bhugava Goswami.
But they were not on a mission just like the six Goswamis.
但是他们两个人呢，并不是抱着像六 Goswami 那样的使命。
He did not give them specific assignments.
他并没有分派给他们这一特殊的任务。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu needed to go to Vrindavan to make the connection between his mission and what he wanted the devotees to accomplish.
所以呢，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去 Vrindavan， 就是呢，要让他的奉献者们也能够了解到他的这个使命。
In other words, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give Vrindavan to the world.
也就是说呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是要把整个这个 Vrindavan 展示给世人。
So as an acharya, he had to be there himself and discover it for us.
所以说呢，作为一位 acharya 的话，那他就是要亲自的来到 Vrindavan 的现场，然后为我们去。发现 Vrindavan.
And therefore he inaugurated the path how to discover and how to enter Vrindavan.
所以呢他就建立起了一条道路，这条道路就是说如何去探索，如何去发现 Vrindavan.
Where to go, what to see.
那么他有一个顺序可以去什么地方，去应当去看什么。
And let's not forget two things. One is that at the time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Mathura and he enters Braj, Mathura is not a huge city, and also Braj is just forest and jungle.
那我们要知道，当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 最初来到这个 Braj Mandala， 来到这个 Mathura 的时候。Mathura 还不是像现在那样是一个很大的城市，那整个 Vrindavan 其实就是到处都密布着森林和丛林。
Now there's a very long history about Mathura as a city.
关于这个 Mathura 的这个建都，其实它也是有一个非常漫长的历史的。
The Mathura that we know today is not the Mathura.That was there during the time of Lord Chaitanya.
那我们今天所了解的这个 Mathura， 和这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 当时的这个 Mathura 有很大的区别。
And the Mathura from the time of Lord Chaitanya is not at all the Mathura that was there during the time of Lord Krishna.
那么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 当时一年前主 Krishna 所出。出生的这个 Mathura 又有很大的区别了。
Mathura is described as having been the most opulent and the most beautiful city in the whole world.
Mathura 呢，被认为是整个世界的一个最繁荣富庶的一个地方。
And we know that this is the place where Krishna appeared.
那我们也知道，这也是 Krishna 所显现的地方。
But over the last 5,000 years, the city of Mathura has been destroyed and rebuilt and destroyed and invaded and changed.
那但是呢，在过去的这个五千年当中 ，Mathura 呢历经了这个战争的这个磨难，它不断的被侵略者所入侵、所攻占。然后又不断的毁灭，又不断的去重建，又不断的被毁灭、被重建，就是这样的经历了很多的沧桑。
Now I may have mentioned it before, but they were in the time of the Silk Road. There was one northern Silk Road that used to go through the northern part of China through the desert, and then there was a southern Silk Road that used to go through India.
那么就是我们讲到这个丝绸之路的这个时代，其实丝绸之路当时分为两条，一个是北，一个在北，一个在南。丝绸之路的北路呢，是从中国的西北部，然后 一直西行到沙漠中，那南行的这一条丝绸之路呢，就是要经过这个印度的。
And Mathura was a major stop on that southern Silk Road.
嗯，那么这条在南方的这条丝绸之路上的一个重要的驿站就是 Mathura。
And we should also note that Mathura has been invaded by the Muslims.Colonized by the British.
那我们也知道 ，Mathura 呢曾经被穆斯林所侵占，然后呢又受到就是英国人的殖民。
But prior to that, interestingly speaking, Mathura was the headquarters and the hub of Pure Land Buddhism.
嗯，那很有意思的是，在那之前更古老的这个时代 ，Mathura 是。净土宗佛教的净土宗的一个总部或者说是一个心脏地带。
King Ashok, who became a very staunch Buddhist, established Pure Land Buddhism in Mathura.
那就是阿育王当时就是印度的国王，他成了一位非常坚定的佛教徒，那就是在这个 Mathura 城。建立起了这个，发起了这个就是净土宗，佛教的净土宗。
And I have recently discovered some very interesting documents.
嗯，我最近呢也发现了一些非常有意思的文献。
That explain the similarities between Pure Land Buddhism and Vaishnavism.
嗯，那在这些文献当中呢，就描述到了就是佛教。的净土宗和 Vaishnava 宗之间的相关性和相同性。
I'm actually planning to write a book about this.
其实我现在呢，正打算要写这样的一部书。
Now, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enters Mathura, there are still some very significant landmarks.
那当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 进入到 Mathura 的时候，在 Mathura 当时还有一些非常重要的地标。
For example, we read last week that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived in Mathura, the first thing he did was to take a bath in the Jamuna.
那比如说呢，就像我们上周所讲到的，当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 进入到 Mathura 的时候，他第一件做的事情呢，就是说在这个 Mathura, 在那个 Yamuna 河中沐浴。
And the specific place on the bank of the Yamuna was Vishramgat.
那么在这个在亚穆纳河岸边有一个非常著名的地标，就是 Vishvambhagat.
That's the place where Krishna took rest after killing Kamsa.
这个地方呢，就是 Krishna 杀死了 Kamsa 之后歇脚的地方。
So after meeting the Brahmana and engaging in kirtan.
那当这个他见到了这个婆罗门，并且让他去唱诵之后呢
？And also because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a devotee, has never been to Vrindavan, he needs a guide, so he's going to use the Brahmana as his guide.
Can I switch off?
Translate.
那当这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他进入到 Vrindavan 的时候，他就是。外在而言，他就是一个从来没有去过 Vrindavan 的一个Vaishnava 奉献者，所以在这个时候，他需要一个向导来带领他。
One second, please. So, together with his servant and with the Brahmana from Mathura, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is now going to discover Brajamandala.
所以呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就在他的仆人的伴随下陪伴下，然后又在这个婆罗门的。指引下呢，他就要开始去探索 Vrindavan 了。
And this is the principle which is accepted by all Vaishnavas that you just don't go to a holy place just to be there. There are specific things that one is supposed to do in the holy dance.
那么这也是 Vaishnava 奉献者们所遵从的一个原则，就是说呢，你不是说人到了这个圣地就可以了，只是身在那个地方就行了，这个还不行，你在那里呢，还是有一些特定的事情应当去从事的。
For example, in Navadvip, the discovery of Navadvip Mandala was done by Lord Nityananda, taking Jiva Goswami and showing him all the places of pastimes.
那么比如说呢，我们所知道的这个 Navadvip Parikram 绕拜 Navadvip 九个岛是怎么开始的呢？其实最早的时候就是主尼迦南达带着 Jiva Goswami 走遍了那。
And this was later on put all together into a book by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
那后来呢，这一段经历就被这个 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 给记录下来，编辑成书。
So here with the discovery of Braj Mandal, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is going to describe all the places visited by Lord Chaitanya.
那么在这里，在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 中呢，这个作者 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 就会把主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在整个Braj 的这个绕拜的过程当中所经过的那些地方都给一一的记录了下来。
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is writing the Chaitanya Charitamrita sitting at Radhakund.And getting good information from many Vaishnavas.
那在这里呢 ，Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 就坐在Radhakund 边上，然后呢，就也在不同的 Vaishnava 和不同的 Vaishnava 奉献者交流，得到了他们很多很多的建议，然后就这样在着手书写这个。
And we also have additional information from the wonderful purports from Srila Prabhupada.
那在这里呢，不仅如此，我们还有来自于 Srila Prabhupada 的非常美妙的要旨。
So one important thing to do as a devotee in the Holy Dham is to take bath in holy places.
那么作为奉献者来到了这个圣地的一个非常重要的灵性的活动，就是去沐浴。
For example, we don't just take bath in the Yamuna. There are so many places along the Yamuna River where the devotee is supposed to take bath.
那么我们作为奉献者，我们不仅仅是在 Yamuna 河中沐浴，其实沿着 Yamuna 河还有很多很多的地方都是奉献者应当去沐浴的。
So I am now asking and requesting everyone to please take your shoes off.
那现在呢，我请求大家把鞋子脱了。
We're going to go on parikram. Take your parikram bag with you.
那我们现在呢就要踏上绕拜之旅，请大家准备好你们随行的物品。
Make sure you wear a hat for the sun.
还有呢，大家都要戴上帽子，因为太阳非常的烈。
And we will have prasadam for everybody on the way.
那这一路上我们也要给所有的奉献者准备 prasadam.
And if you're tired, you can stop somewhere and take rest under a desire tree.
如果说你累了的话呢，那你就在可以歇一下脚，在一棵就是如愿树下面。
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in 24 ghats along the bank of the Yamuna, and the Brahmana showed him all the places of pilgrimage.
那是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Yamuna 河岸边的24个 ghats 中沐浴了，而这位婆罗门在一路上呢，就带领他去敬拜了所有的朝圣之地。
So a ghat is a bathing place.
Ghat 的意思就是沐浴的地方。
And there are 24 bathing places.On the bank,
24个沐浴场。
I'm going to read them all.
现在我要给大家一一的说来。
Avimokta, Adiruddha, Guhyatirtha, Prayagtirtha, Kanakkalatirtha, Tindukha, Suryatirtha, Vatasvami, Dhruvagat, Rishi Tirtha, Moksha Tirtha, Bodha Tirtha, Gokarna, Krishna Ganga, Vaikunta, Ashikunda, Chatu Samudrika Kupa, Akrura Tirtha, Yagika Viprastana, Kubja Kupa, Rangastala, Manchastala, Malayudastana, and Dashvamedha. I hope you're not too tired.
希望你们不会听完了这一长串的名字就累得不行了。
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited all the holy places on the bank of Yamuna, including Svayambhu, Vishrangat, Dirga, Vishnu, Bhuteshwar, Mahavidya, and Gokarna.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 参拜了 Yamuna 和岸边的所有的这些圣地，其中包括 Svayambhu, Vishrangat.Dirga Vishnu, Bhuteshwar, Mahavidya, 还有 Go.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the 12th forest of Vrindavan.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就参拜了 Vrindavan 的十二个森林。
So Prabhupada explained the meaning of Vrindavan.
Prabhupada 在这里就解释了Vrindavan 的含义。
Vrindavan means, Vana means forest, and Brinda means Brinda Devi, Tulsi Devi.
那就是 Vana 的意思是森林 ,Vinda 这里呢指的就是 Vinda Devi 或者 Tulsi Devi 的森林。
And the specification of this particular forest is a lot of...
被称为这样的一个森林是因为在那里长着很多很多的 Tulsi 树。
Even today in Vrindavan, despite all the roads and the buildings, there are many places with lots of Tulsis.
那就算是今天虽然 Vrindavan 到处都有。
No, no. Okay.
I don't think you should use this connection.
Don't worry about this.
又断了吗？能听见吗？Haribo
听到的 Hare Krishna 我这边没听到、
okay.
没有问题、可以继续
So there are 12 forests on one on the western side of the Yamuna 6 forests on the western side of the Yamuna and 6 forests on the eastern side of the Yamuna
那这十二座森林就分布在 Yamuna河的两岸，其中有六座森林分布在西岸，另外六座森林在东岸。
So on the eastern side are the forests of Badravan, Bilvavan, Lohavan, Bandiravan, and Mahavan. On the western side of the Yamuna is Madhuvan, Talavan, Kamudavan, Bahulavan, Kamyavan.Kadiravan and Vrindavan.
那就是在这个亚木纳河的这个东岸呢，是这几座森林 ：Badravan, Birvavan, Lohavan, Bandiravan, 还有 Mahavan。然后在亚木纳河的西岸是 Madhuvan, Talavan, Kumudavan, Bahulavan, Kamyavan, Kadiravan 和 Vrindavan。
And Krishna performed pastime in each one of those forests.
那在这每一座森林里 ，Krishna 都曾经上演过逍遥时光。
So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is entering those forests.
现在呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就步入。
Is the cows when they see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they all come around him.
那么第一个情景就是所有的在那里吃草的这些奶牛一看到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就都纷纷簇拥在他的身边
And they are all in ecstasy
他们都欣喜若狂
And Lord Chaitanya also feel ecstatic love being surrounded by cows
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 被这些奶牛包围在中间他全满心的充满着狂喜的
the Cows are licking his body out of affection.
那这些奶牛呢非常深情地舔着他的莲花足，舔着他的身体。
And Lord Chaitanya is holding them in his arms and he's caressing them.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 把他们拥在怀中，抚摸着他们。
And of course, those cows belong to a cowherd boy.
当然了，这些奶牛呢都是有主人的，就是有牧牛童在放牧。
But the cows are following Lord Chaitanya, and the cowherd boy is having difficulty to bring them back.
那这些奶牛呢就都跟着 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 向前走，然后这些牧牛姑娘这些牧牛童都不能把这些奶牛换回来了。
Then after the cows return to the cowherd boys, now the deer are coming to Lord Chaitanya.
那终于这些奶牛回到了牧牛童的身边，这个时候鹿儿就出现了。
When the deers and the bucks came and saw Lord Chaitanya's face, they began to lick his body, not being at all afraid of him. They accompanied him along the path.
然后这些母鹿和公鹿，他们看到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。就立刻来到他的跟前，注视着他的面庞，开始去舔他的身体，而且他们也不害怕他，就是一路的跟着他向前走。
And also the bumblebees and the birds, like the parrots and the cuckoo, they start singing loudly. And the peacocks, they start dancing in front of Lord Chaitanya.
然后那些黄蜂们，还有像鹦鹉和知更鸟那样的鸟儿们也都开始鸣唱起来，用最高的音大声地唱诵起来。然后那些孔雀也开始在主的面前翩翩起舞。
Not only the birds, not only the deer, not only the cows, but even the trees, the creepers of Vrindavan become ecstatic, and their branches are standing up out of ecstasy.And they start producing honey like tears.
不仅仅是这些鸟儿、奶牛，还有这些鹿儿们来看 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。爬藤们也都欣喜若狂，他们的枝条直立起来，然后呢就分泌出蜂蜜，这就是他们的泪水，欢喜的泪水。
The trees of the branch, the branches of the trees and the creepers started to give flowers and started to give fruit, and they offered them at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as if greeting him.
那些枝条和爬藤都纷纷地开出了鲜花，结出了硕果，他们把这些作为礼物呈现在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的面前。
And the moving and non-moving living entities of Vrindavan, they all became ecstatic, just like if they were meeting an old friend.
那在 Vrindavan 的这些动与不动的生灵们看到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候都喜出望外。然后呢他们就像是看到了久别重逢的老友一样。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to reciprocate and started playing with everybody.
然后呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢也跟他们每一个都玩了起来。
So he was controlled by their love.
他完全的被他们的爱所征服了。
He started to embrace the trees. He started to embrace the creepers. He began to offer fruit and flowers in meditation.
他呢紧紧地拥抱着每一棵树，每一根爬藤，他呢也，就是他那也把他们的这个果实和鲜花都供奉给他们，就好像是在这个冥想之中一样。
He became restless. He started to cry. He started to. His body was trembling out of jubilation.And he just began to chant Hare Krishna very loudly.
他坐立不安，他浑身颤抖，留下着欢喜的这个泪水。他大声地喊道：“唱诵 Hare Krishna， 唱诵 Krishna， 唱诵 Krishna 吧。”
And all the living entities in the forest of Vrindavan began to vibrate the transcendental sound of Krishna's name.
那在 Vrindavan 的所有的这些生物都发出了超然的声音 Hare Krishna.
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to embrace the animals and he began to cry. And he had all these symptoms of ecstasy manifesting in his body. Because we recently read that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a similar interaction with the animals of the jungle of Jarikanda.
因为就在这不久前我们刚听到过 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Jarikanda 森林的时候和森林里的动物之间的交流。
So what is the difference?
那么这两者之间有什么区别呢?
If you remember the narration, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking in the forest of Jarikanda, the animals recognized that he was not a threat to them.
那我们大家如果还记得的话，在前面讲到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 穿越 Jarikanda 森林的时候，我们说到当那些动物看到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候，并没有觉得他是一个威胁。
They were not afraid of him, he was not afraid of them.
那么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 不怕这些动物，这些猛兽，这些动物也不害怕 Chaitanya.
And just by touching them, they would jump in ecstasy and start chanting Hare Krishna.
他一触碰这些动物，这些动物呢就跳起来，欢喜地去唱诵 Hare Krishna.
But what is the difference with his interaction with the animals, the creepers, the bread up?
那么当我们在这里讲到他和 Vrindavan 的这些动物和爬藤交流的时候，相比那个 Jarikanda 森林的这个逍遥时光，又有什么独到的地方呢？
There are quite a few differences.
在这里有一些区别。
In the forest of Vrindavan, the animals come to Lord Chaitanya.
在 Vrindavan 森林的时候，那些动物是主动的来到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的跟前。
And they express feeling of affection for him.
他们表达出对 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 深深的爱。
Not only that, but they are actually rendering service to him.
而且不仅仅如此，他们还供奉向 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 主动的服务。
And the reason for this is that Lord Chaitanya is in Vrindavan, and Lord Chaitanya is none different from Krishna.
因为在这里 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 已经在 Vrindavan, 而他和主 Krishna 是没有任何区别的。
And all the creepers and all the animals of the forest of Vrindavan are all spiritual entities who are experiencing pure Krishna consciousness.
因为在这个 Vrindavan 的所有的爬藤还有所有的这些动物呢其实都是灵性的个体所以他们现在都处在纯粹的 Krishna 知觉中。
Every creeper, every blessed in the land of Vrindavan is an eternal servant of Krishna.
所有的爬藤 Vrindavan 的每一棵树每一个动物都是 Krishna 永恒的仆人。
And they have performed unlimited pious activities to be able to find themselves in that position as devotees.
他们都曾经做过很多的这个虔诚活动，最终才来到了他们现在的处境，也就是说，他们都成为了主 Krishna 的纯粹的奉献者。
This is why taking birth in Vrindavan, serving in Vrindavan, and dying in Vrindavan assures one.To return back to Krishna Loka.
这就是为什么在 Vrindavan 出生，在 Vrindavan 死亡，在 Vrindavan 做奉献服务，就可以保让一个人保证回到回归神手，回归灵性世界。
So in the forest of Jarikanda, Lord Chaitanya was actually turning those conditioned souls into devotees.
那就是在这个 在瑞康达森林的时候，是主切特尼亚马哈帕布把那些生物转变成了奉献者。
But in the forest of Vrindavan, he was meeting the devotees.
但是在 Vrindavan 就不一样了，他是来见与这些奉献者的，已经都是奉献者了。
And they were engaging in pastime just as Krishna was performing his transcendental pastime 5,000 years ago in the very same forest.
嗯，那他们呢，都是直接的加入到了这个逍遥时光当中，就好比是五千年之前，当 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的时候，也是在同一座森林里面，所有的这些生物都参与到 Krishna 的逍遥时光里。
So Lord Chaitanya is at home. Krishna is back in Vrindavan.
所以呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 现在呢，就是回到了自己的家乡，也就是说是 Krishna 本人又回了家。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandering in the forest of Vrindavan.Is none different than Radha.
主切丹尼亚马哈帕布在文达文的森林里漫步的时候，这就无异于是 Radha 和 Krishna 在文达文的森林里徜徉。
Now we know that in the pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan, not only the cowherd boys, but also the animals, the cows, the peacocks, the monkeys.And also the creepers, the trees, they all have a very specific service to perform.
嗯，那我们知道，当 Krishna 在这个 Vrindavan 的森林的时候，那不仅仅是那些牧牛童，嗯，还有那里的孔雀呀、鹦鹉呀、爬藤呀、树呀、奶牛啊，所有的这些生物都是有特定的这个奉献服务来从事的。
And those services are performed based on their relationship with Krishna.
嗯，那他们究竟做的是一种什么样的服务呢？这个是基于他们和 Krishna 之间特定的关系的。
Which can be on the platform of servant, or friend, or parent, or lover.
嗯，那么就是他们可以是仆人，和 Krishna 是主仆之间的关系，或者和 Krishna 是朋友的关系，或者是像 Krishna 的父母一样，或者是 Krishna 的爱侣。
Now, after meeting all these animals and creepers, we'll see that two parrots will fly into the hand of Lord Chaitanya and begin to chant the transcendental qualities of Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya is listening to them.
嗯，那当这个切特尼亚马哈巴布见了这些爬藤，还有这些鸟儿和动物之后呢，有两只鹦鹉就飞到了主的手掌中，开始去唱诵起 Krishna 的超然的品质了。而主呢，就屏息谛听他们。
And we know from the Srimad Bhagavatam and also from the writing of the Acharyas how important is the service of the parrots.In Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes.
嗯，那么我们通过圣典婆伽瓦坛和 Acharya 们的著作当中就可以看到，在 Vrindavan， 这些鹦鹉有多么的重要。在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光里
，I saw a video just a couple of days ago.
在两天之前，我看了一个视频。
Of Mother Jagatarini, the wife of Burijan Prabhu.
就是 Burijan Prabhu 的妻子Jagatarini Mataji.
And she is at some sort of an exhibition in Australia.
嗯，她在澳大利亚在办一个展览。
And there are two parrots on a branch.
嗯，在树枝上呢有两只鹦鹉。
And she is telling one parrot the whole Maha Mantra Hare Krishna.
啊，那她就对其中的一只这个鹦鹉呢。就教他念了整段的Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
And the parrot repeats perfectly what she says.
然后呢，这只鹦鹉呢，就是模仿的非常的像，完全的重复他所教给他的所有的东西。
So Krishnadas Goswami is now going to quote some beautiful verses from Gita Govinda.
Krishnadas Kaviraj.
Yes, from the Govinda Lilamrita.
那就是这个时候 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 他就从 Govinda Lilamrita, Govinda 逍遥甘露传当中呢引用了一些诗节。
And this is a conversation
between the parents.
这个是这一段诗文里面讲到的是这两只鹦鹉之间的对话。
Sundariam lalinandi derya dalanam lilanam ramastambini viryam kanduti datri varyam amala pare paradham gunaha shilam sarva jananuri janam aho yasyam asman prabhur vishvam vishva janina kriti ravata krishno jagana mohana.The male parrot sings. The glorification of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is beneficial to everyone in the universe. His beauty is victorious over the gopis of Vrindavan, and he subdues their patience. His pastime astounds the goddess of fortune, and his bodily strength turns Govardhan Hill into a small toy like a ball.His spotless qualities are unlimited, and his behavior satisfies everyone. Lord Krishna is attractive to everyone. Oh, may our Lord maintain the whole universe.
在这段里呢，这个雄鹦鹉就唱到，至尊人格守神，主 Krishna 的荣耀庇佑宇宙众生，他的美丽超越。勾皮们，他使他们，失去了耐心。他的逍遥时光，让他的逍遥时光，甚至让这个幸运女神都感到异常的惊讶。他的身体的力量会让整个会让Govardhan山变成了像一个。小球那样的玩具，他那纯净无瑕的品质是无穷无尽的。他的一举一动让每一个人心满意足。主 Krishna 吸引着每一个人的心。哦，愿我的主维系整个宇宙吧。
So this is spoken by the male parrot.
这个是雄鹦鹉说的话。
So after hearing that description about Lord Krishna, the female parrot.Began to describe Shrimati Radharani.
在听完了雄鹦鹉对 Krishna 的美妙的品质的赞颂之后，雌鹦鹉呢就开始讲起了 Shrimati Radharani 的品格。
Shri Radhikaya Priyata Surupata Sushilata Natanagana Chaturi Gunali Sampat Kavita CharajateJagan Maho Mahona Chita Mohini. The female parrot said, Shrimati Radharani's affection, her exquisite beauty and good behavior, her artistic dancing and chanting, and her poetic compositions are all so attractive that they attract the mind of Krishna, who attracts the mind of everyone in the universe.
Mm.那这个雌鹦鹉就是说到 Shrimati Radharani 的爱，她的美丽和美好的举动都是无与伦比的，她的翩翩起舞，具有她的精湛的舞技，以及她的唱诵，还有她的诗歌，都如此的充满着魅力，吸引着 Krishna 的心。而 Krishna 又吸引着宇宙中每一个人的心。
So, in response to this, the male parrot says that Krishna is the enchanter of the mind of Cupid. And then he starts to recite another verse.
那听完了雌鹦鹉的话之后呢，雄鹦鹉就是说，就连那个丘比特的心也被 Krishna 深深的吸引，然后他又开始唱起另外一段。
Bansi Dhari Jagannari Chitahari Sasharike Vihari Gopanari Bir Jiyan Madana Mohana. The male parrot said, My dear Shari, female parrot, Sri Krishna carries a flute and enchants the heart of all the women throughout the universe.
He is specifically the enjoyer of the beautiful gopis, and he is the enchanter of Cupid also. Let him be glorified.
那这个雌鹦鹉就是说呢，我亲爱的Shari 也就是雌鹦鹉啊，Shri Krishna 手持神笛，所有的整个宇宙的所有的女性都为之倾心。他享受着所有的美丽的牧牛姑娘们，他吸引着丘比特，他也吸引着丘比特，就让我们荣耀他吧。
So the female parrot, she began to speak by making jokes with these, just to hear them speak.
那这个时候呢，雌鹦鹉就开始和雄鹦鹉开玩笑。啊，那这个须且丹俩马哈巴布听到了他们之间的对话的时候，就完全的陷入在狂喜之中，听到了他们的话，感到异常的惊讶。
Now the female parrot is saying, Radha Sange Yadabhati Tadamadana Mohana Anyatra Vishwamohupi Swayam Madana Mohita. When Lord Sri Krishna is with Radharani, he is the enchanter of Cupid. Otherwise, when he is alone, he himself is enchanted by the erotic feelings, even though he enchants the whole universe.
那这个词鹦鹉就是说啊，主 Krishna 和 Radharani 在一起，他让丘比特都神魂颠倒。他当他独自一人的时候，他也即便是在他虽然他能够让整个宇宙为之倾心，但是当他一个人的时候，他也会被这种爱的情怀所深深的沉醉。
Both the parrots, male and female, they flew away into another tree, and Chaitanya began to watch the dancing of the peacocks.
然后呢，这两只鹦鹉唱完之后，就各自的飞走了，飞到了树梢上。这个时候呢，孔雀就跳起舞来，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu注视着他们。
And when he saw the blue neck of the peacock, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately remembered Krishna.
当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 看到他们蓝色的景象的时候，立刻就想起了 Krishna.
If you remember the pastime of Mukunda Das, who was fanning the Muslim ruler, and when he saw the fan with the peacock feather, he fell into ecstasy on the ground just by seeing the peacock feather because he remembered Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees the blue neck of the peacock and he falls into ecstasy remembering Krishna.
那大家还记得 Mukunda Das 他给那个穆斯林的长官扇扇子的时候，因为那个扇子是孔雀羽毛做的，他一看到孔雀的羽毛，他立刻就想起了 Krishna， 于是他就完全的充满着对 Krishna 的狂喜之爱，在欣喜若狂之中，他就晕倒在这个地上了。那这一次 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 看到了孔雀的蓝色的景象之后，也立刻就想到了Krishna， 所以呢也沉醉在这种狂喜之中了，
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is unconscious on the ground. His servant picks him up and begins to take care of him.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就晕倒在，激动地晕倒在这个地上，然后他的仆人就把他扶起来，照顾他。
And with the Brahmana, they sprinkle water on the body of Lord Chaitanya to wake him up.
那这个婆罗门呢，就赶紧在他的身上撒上一些水，想让他醒过来。
And they began to chant Hare Krishna into his ears.
他们就对着主的耳朵大声地唱诵 Hare Krishna.
And Lord Chaitanya comes back to consciousness and begin to roll on the ground. And when he is rolling on the ground, he has sharp thorn injuring his body. So his servant grabbed him and put him on his laps and just pacified him.
那么这个时候呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就苏醒过来，他在地上打起，背都刺伤了他的身体，于是他的仆人立刻把他搂在怀里，放在自己的腿上去抚慰他。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was experiencing all these ecstatic symptoms, and the expression of those symptoms where he just kept chanting Hare Krishna, and then he started to dance like a crazy man.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的身上就出现了这些种种狂喜的征兆，而且他不住声地去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的这个圣名，完完全全地沉浸在了狂喜之中。
And the Brahmana was, I mean, Lord Chaitanya's servant was already familiar with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic symptoms, but the Brahmana had never seen this before. He was amazed to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu behaving like that.
那这个仆人呢，他已经不止一次见到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 狂喜时的样子，他已经很熟悉了，所以呢，并不感到意外。但是身旁的那个婆罗门是第一次看到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 有这样的表现，于是惊得目瞪口呆。
And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that at Jagannath Puri, the mind of Lord Chaitanya is absorbed in ecstatic love, but when he arrives in Vrindavan, that love is increased 100 times.
那在这里 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 呢，他就说到在 Jagannath Puri 的时候，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就充满着这种狂喜之爱，而当他身在 Vrindavan 的时候，这种爱却增加了千千万万倍。
And when he arrived in Mathura, his ecstatic love increased 1,000 times. But when he entered the forest of Vrindavan, it increased 100,000 times.
那就是在就是他当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 进入到 Mathura 的时候，他的爱就增加了1000倍，而他进入到了 Vrindavan 的森林的时候，他的爱就增加了10万倍。
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was somewhere else, the name of Vrindavan was sufficient to increase his ecstatic love. But now that he was completely absorbed day and night, and he only ate prasadam and only bathed out of habit.
那在这里就是说到了 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在别的地方的时候，就是不在 Vrindavan 的时候，仅仅是 Vrindavan 的这个名字就足以让他的狂喜不断的增加。但是他现在是身在 Vrindavan 的丛林里，在这里穿行，于是他的心日日夜夜的沉浸在狂喜之中，就是吃饭、睡觉、沐浴，所有的这一切对他来说只不过是习惯使然而已。
When we read this narration, we can very easily think of how the Goswamis lived in Vrindavan.
当我们读到这些的时候，我们就可以很容易的就想象六 Goswami 在 Vrindavan 的情形。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing this kind of life of just living. He was staying under the trees. He was living with the creepers, with the animals. He was completely absorbed in Vrindavan pastimes of Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani. And by doing so, he understood that this is the mood that the Goswami should be 24 hours a day.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，现在就置身在 Vrindavan 的丛林里，日日夜夜的和那些爬藤，还有那些动物们在一起。他时常在大树之下，他全身心的沉浸在 Krishna 的逍遥时光之中。他明白，这也就是六 Goswami 们在 Vrindavan 所应一天24小时。所应该沉浸的一种生活。
So, this is the end of chapter 17.
第十七章呢，就到此结束了。
And in chapter 18, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will visit the whole of Vrindavan.
在第下面的这一章，也就是Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第十八章中，主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 将会走遍 Sri Vrindavan 的所有的圣地。
And let's not forget that this is taking place during Kartik time.
然后还有一点我们要记住的，就是刚才所讲的，现在所讲的所有的这一切都是发生在 Kartik 月的。
So don't put your shoes back on.
所以呢，你们先不忙着穿上鞋。
We're going to have prasadam.
我们现在先荣耀菩萨的。
And then we're going to continue the parikram.
我们还会继续的 parikram, 绕白之旅。
Shri Rupa Raghunatha Pariyarihas Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Shri Rupa and Shri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps.
我在 Shri Rupa 和 Shri Raghunath 的莲花足下祈祷，我时时刻刻地渴望着他们的仁慈。我 Krishna Das 叙述着 Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita， 永恒的 Chaitanya 经啊，我追随着他们的莲花足叙述 Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita。
Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。
Questions.
Rajendra Prabhu 说感谢 Prabhu 的讲课和翻译。主 Chaitanya 的心态是 Srimati Radharani 的心态，所以他在 Vrindavan 的时候，按道理是以 Radharani 的心态来看 Vrindavan 的事吗？ The question is, thank you very much. Lord Chaitanya's mood is Srimati Radharani's mood. Therefore,when he was in Vrindavan, he was supposed to see Vrindavan in the mood or in the mind of Srimati Radharani. Is that right?
Yes, that is right.
对，您说的是对的。Okay, next question is also from Rajendra Prabhu. Vrindavan 的居民见面打招呼的词语是 Radhe.Prabhupada 的回应是 Hare Krishna， 为什么不回应说 Radhe 呢？ When Vrindavan citizens they say hello, when they greet each other they say Radhe， but Srila Prabhupada responded with Hare Krishna. Why didn't Srila Prabhupada respond also with Radhe?
Because Prabhupada did not want to set an examplewhich would lead devotees to become sentimentalists, but to be Krishna conscious.
因为 Srila Prabhupada 呢，在这里，他因为他是奉献者们的这个榜样了，所以他不希望把奉献者们引导成为感情用事者、感情泛滥者。那么，所以说呢，他就是要念诵这个 Hare Krishna。
Today,
they don't want to be a sentimentalist.
Yes.
他希望奉献者们培养起 Hare Krishna, 培养起 Krishna 之觉。
Wow.
Yeah.
Anything else?
还有其他的问题吗？I think we should wait. You see, when people say, Umuki Radha.
No, Sumuki.
感谢 Prabhu 的精彩讲课和 Mataji 的甜美翻译。您刚才讲到，我们在这里要牢记一个要点：整个 Krishna 知觉运动的目的是要把主的圣名传递给每一个人，他们都会被赋予力量。他们会进一步的传递给更多的人。一个人想要回到 Vrindavan， 是否意味着要很好的执行主的这个使命之后才能回去呢？ Thank you, Prabhu, for your wonderful class and Mataji's sweet translation. You just mentioned that we should keep a point in mind always that the purpose of Krishna consciousness movement is to deliver the holy name to each person.So that they can all be empowered by the holy name and delivered to more people, spread to more people. So if someone wants to go back to Vrindavan, does that mean that he has to fulfill the mission of the Lord before he goes back to Vrindavan?
What does that mean, Vrindavan? It means Goloka Vrindavan.
Yeah.
Yes, this is the special, because you cannot be in Vrindavan and cultivate Braja Bhakti without complete purification.
因为呢就是说你如果要在 Vrindavan 去培养这种Vrindavan 的这种纯粹的爱的话Braj Bhakti 的话，那你有一个前提，就一定要完全的彻底的净化才可以。
And that purification comes in two aspects.
那种净化呢，它是由两个方面而来的。
One is through the process of sadhana.
第一个是通过 sadhana 规范修习的途径。
And the other is by following the instruction of the spiritual master.
第二个呢，就是说遵循着灵性导师的训谕。
Who is engaged in the Sankirtan movement.
那灵性导师呢，他是一直在这个 Sankirtan 运动中服务的。
So by pleasing the Guru, we get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. By pleasing Lord Nityananda, we get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢，你通过取悦你的灵性导师的话，你就可以得到主 Nityananda 的仁慈。通过取悦主 Nityananda 呢，然后你才会得到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈。
And with the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we gain entrance into Vrindavan under the guidance of the six Goswamis.
然后呢，有了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈之后呢，你就会在六 Goswami 的这个引领之下回到 Vrindavan.
Srila Prabhupada has often mentioned that to engage in Sankirtan, which is to spread the holy name of Krishna, either the chanting of prasadam or book distribution,is a very efficient way to get qualified to enter Vrindavan.
那释迦牟尼佛就是经常说呢，一个人只要不断的去唱诵荣耀啊菩萨等去传教的话，这是一种非常高效率的这种方式，他们很快可以获得资格，回到这个 Vrindavan. Sumukhi Radha.Again, asking a question. 如果传教是一个净化的过程，那么那些在庙宇里的技师时刻的服务的主，他们是否也是在配合着传教呢？如何理解什么是真正的传教呢？ If preaching is a process for purification, so what about those pujaris in the temple?Who constantly serve the Lord directly, are they also assisting in the preaching activities? How to understand what is the real preaching?
Very good question.
您的这个问题也很好。
Now, it depends which pujari you are referring to.
那这个呢，取决于你所指的这个 pujari 都是指的是谁。
But if you are referring to our pujari in our ISKCON temples in India, they are 100% engaged in Sankirtan because our temple are meant to give Krishna consciousness to the public.
那如果你指的就是在，比如说在 Vrindavan 在一些圣地的我们的 ISKCON 庙宇的这些 pujari 这些技师的话，那他们的这个奉献服务就是完完全全的，是一个 Sankirtan 祈颂圣名中的一部分，也就是说他们是在传教的，因为我们的这个庙宇是要对公众开放的，所以就是传教。
Actually, you'll see the devotees, for example, at the Krishna Bharam Temple, they're very, very active. They are book distributors everywhere. They are people talking to the visitors all the time. There's facilities to give Krishna consciousness. There's prasadam being distributed. It's a powerhouse of Sankirtan.
那就是如果我们来说一下这个Vrindavan 的 Krishna Balaram 庙的话，那你就会看到到处都可以看到有派书的奉献者，有在那里给公众演讲的奉献者，来接待外面的拜访者、朝拜者的这些奉献者，还有大量的 prasadam 的这个派发。那整个的这个 Krishna Balaram 的这个庙就好像是一个大的这个发电站一样。灵性的一个发电站。
So Prabhupada wanted it that way.
那这也是 Srila Prabhupada 的夙愿。
Now I'll tell you a short story to illustrate your question.
那关于你这个问题，我现在讲一个小故事来进行一下说明。
This is a real story.
这个故事是真实发生的。
A devotee in the 70s in Vrindavan went to the Radharaman Temple.
那在70年代的时候，有一个 Krishna Balaram 庙宇的奉献者去到了 Radha Raman 的庙里。
And when he saw the deity worship of the Radharaman deity, he was just amazed.
啊，当他看到那里的神庙里对 Radharaman 神像的服务的时候，他感到非常的惊诧。
It's actually the highest standard of deity worship.
他感觉不可思议，因为Radharaman 庙里的对神像的这个服务是达到的是最高的水准。
So the pujari of the Radharaman temple told him.Well, if you are fortunate in your next life, you can take birth in Vrindavan and become a pujari for Radharaman.
那 Radharaman 的这个技师就对他说，如果你非常幸运的话，下一世你可以投身在Vrindavan， 然后你可以在这个Radharaman 的这个神庙里为 Radharaman 神像做技师。
So the devotee went back to Prabhupada and told him what the pujari had said.
啊，那这个奉献者呢，就回去见 Prabhupada， 就把Radharaman 庙里的技师的话转述给了 Prabhupada.
And Prabhupada said no.
Prabhupada 说不是这样的。
You should have told the Radharaman pujari that he is fortunate enough in his next life.He can take birth in America and be a Sankirtan devotee.
那他就说你其实应该回应这个技师的，跟他说，如果他下一世足够幸运的时候，他就可以投身在美国，然后去加入到这个 Sankirtan 的运动中，在美国派书。
The spreading of the holy name is the priority in the age of Kali.
所以呢。去传播主的圣名是在这个卡利年代、铁器年代的最首要的服务。
Okay.
Yes.
We finished.
好，我们的问题就到这里了吧。
Hari Vamsa.
下面一个问题 ，Hari Vamsa 的。尊敬的帕布，请问一下，是主切丹尼马哈帕布唤醒了文达文森林动物的 Krishna 知觉，还是圣地动物本身就有 Krishna 知觉，只是见到了后被成千上万倍的增加了？主来文达文也被成千上万的加强了。Dear Prabhu。Can we say that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awakened the Krishna consciousness in the forest of Vrindavan, awakened the Krishna consciousness among the animals in the forest of Vrindavan, or it is the animals in the holy dham already have Krishna consciousness? It's just become multiplied by thousands after meeting the Lord, or maybe the Lord, when he is in Vrindavan, he is also multiplied by thousands and thousands also.
I don't understand the question.
The question is, it is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who awakened the Krishna consciousness among the animals in Vrindavan.Or the animals already have Krishna consciousness, but
are
just
already,
multiplied by thousands.
The animals are already Krishna conscious and in contact with, in the presence of Lord Chaitanya, then it is multiplied.
是这些动物们在文达本森林的动物们本来就是具有 Krishna 知觉的，但是当他们亲眼见到了主，见到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候。这种 Krishna 知觉就成千上万倍的加强了。就是，但是你最后一句主来文达文也被成千上万倍加强了。这句话的意思我不是太明白。Okay, I think I'm not quite sure about the last sentence.是主的 Krishna 知觉也成千上万倍的增加了，是这个意思吗 ？So the love in the Lord also became also multiplied by millions and millions.
Of course,
simply because he is in Vrindavan, right?
There's no ending to how much love can expand.
其实、
Unlimited.
其实这种爱究竟会扩展到多少，这是无穷无尽的，它会无穷无尽的扩展，是无限的。
It's very similar to Krishna's Vrindavan pastime as we read it in the Krishna book.
这个其实特别像我们在 Krishna book 里面看到的 Krishna 的这个逍遥时光，在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光。对，主的爱也是不断的在增加的，奉献者们的爱也是不断的在增加的。Okay,
we stop here.
好，我们今天的讲课就到这里了。
Sumukhi Radha, thank you very much.
Sumukhi Radha, 非常的感谢你。
Krishna Premi Mataji, thank you for your exceptional translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi Mataji 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees.
感谢所有奉献者的聆听。
Very good questions.
你们都提出了很好的问题。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.
Jai.
Vrindavan Parikram Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Kashadesh Yatra Ki Jai, Go Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
Hari Hari Bo. 百昆塔之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的 Chaitanya 经 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita 的讲课就到这里结束了。我们下周同一时间，周三早上再见。Hare Krishna.
Hare